Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am enjoying my journey. The Lord told me who I am some years ago, that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service the souls. So that's what this broadcast is about, servicing the soul, encouraging the soul of man. Amen. And I praise God for that. I praise Him for that. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. You know, a lot of time we waste a lot of time worrying about the bad habits. And we say, well, I'll go to church, or I'll give my life to God when I stop doing this and when I stop doing that, but there is no guarantee. You can't stop it by yourself. You need to get in there so that you can hear the word, and then you have something to help you get rid of it. It says it's through the washing of the word of God. So you got to get in there and hear the word. Hear the word. Well, today we are talking about only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Because all things, they are possible with God. Only believe. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we will get into what the Lord has given today. Only believe. Gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you on this Wednesday, Lord, this Recover All Wednesday. Whatever we've lost, God, you said that we can recover all, and we thank you for that on today. You told David, thank you, Lord Jesus, to pursue and recover all that was taken from him, not only what was taken, but everything, the gold, the silver, all of it, to recover all. So we thank you today, God, for that, that we can recover all that has been lost, God, because we believe. You said only believe, and we thank you for that today, God. We ask that you would go into the hospitals and the nursing homes, go into the homes of your people where abuse and neglect is going on, God. Go there and touch, heal, deliver, and set free today, God. Your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would have mercy, God. Have mercy on your people everywhere today, God. Look on our leaders today and bless and encourage them, God, to do it your way, God. To do it your way, your word way, God. Your word way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we magnify you today, God, For all things are possible with you if we only, only believe. And we thank you right now, God. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on this Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. And amen. Amen. Prayer is always in order. And if you have a prayer request that you would like for us to pray for you, you can do it many ways. One way is you can join us on our prayer line each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And you can do that at 515-739-1237. And the code for to get on the line is 634-812. Again, 634-812. So that's one way. You can also go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. And you can enter and leave your request there. Praise God. And also, if you are in need of a motivational encourager to come and encourage the people at the event where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I want to let you know that my newest book has been released as an ebook, and that's on Amazon.com, so that you can go there, check it out, and get your copy today. Praise God, praise God. He is a good God, and all we have to do is to believe what he's saying in his word. Only believe, only believe. And it's coming today. We're talking from Mark 5 and 35. It says, while he was still speaking, a messenger from the house of Jairus arrived and said, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? But Jesus overheard their conversation. Don't you know that Jesus hears our conversation? He knows what we're saying. He said he knows what we think even before we think it. So he hears our conversation. We don't have to scream it out. He reads the heart. God reads the heart, and he knows just what we are thinking. So he knew what Jairus, what was going on. So he overheard the conversation, and he said to Jairus, do not be afraid, just believe. A lot of times we fear, we're afraid of it happening. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. So he said, be not afraid. Do not be afraid. And I remember when I was sitting on the side of the road and our car would not start. And the officer had given us 1 hour to get off the highway. And he told us that if he caught anyone giving us a boost, that he was going to give us a ticket and them too. And so I was sitting there praying. And I was praying and praying and praying. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came over me and said, don't be afraid. Only believe. And it was like a calmness came over me. And I told them to let me get under the wheel. And I got under the wheel and anointed that ignition with my prayer oil. And I took that key and turned it in the name of Jesus, my God. And that car started And everybody in the car was rejoicing in what the Lord had done. So don't be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of what the enemy is doing, because the Lord, his angel, he has encamped them around us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when we stay in the Word, stay in him, the secret place of the Most High. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then we're hid in him. And so he told them, don't be afraid. Only believe. Just believe. And he did not allow anyone to accompany him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. You can't share with everybody what you're believing. You have to, because you got too many doubters. Too many doubters. And when you're believing God for something, you need to stay away from the doubters and believe God for whatever it is that you are asking and believing him for. Stay away from the doubters. Stay away. See, Jesus had only certain ones that he carried with him. And you don't need to have everybody with you, because, like I say, doubters will kill your what you're asking for. And you don't want to do that. Matthew 9:23 said, then he touched their eyes, saying, it shall be done to you according to your faith. And how do we get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we build our faith by hearing God's word. Faith comes by hearing. And he said it's impossible to please God without faith. So we got to have that faith. So only believe. Matthew 15:28 says, then Jesus said to her, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed at once. So it's our faith. It's our faith. Only believe. Only believe that all things, they are possible with God. Matthew 17:20 says, and he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith. Now, you don't want to have little faith. Get in the word and grow your faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Nothing. All things are possible with God. All things. Nothing will be impossible to us. Matthew 21:21, and Jesus answered and said to them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. Recover all today. Only believe. Our prayer that all things are possible with God. Only believe. Only believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Only believe. Only believe, because all things are possible with God. Amen. And I thank God for that. Thank God for that. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Well, until next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, I ask that you join me. Join me. And we will go before the Lord and enjoy him. All right? Well, have a fabulous day on today. Bye-bye now.